We're good? Okay. Entertained motion about a recess back to public hearings? Motion, Mr. Schaefer?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Green. Any questions on the motions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mrs. Hudson, obviously, yes. We're now back in session for public hearings. Mr. Moore, I think we have a item to deal with first, can be withdrawn or something?
That is correct, Mr. President. There's been a request on change of zone number 1952 filed on behalf of Samantha Broadhurst to withdraw that application. There should be a motion to do so since the late notice of requesting.
Right, so within the motion to allow Samantha Broadhurst to withdraw change of zone 1952?
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Green?
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I vote yes. So now, CZ 1952 has been withdrawn?
That is correct.
Okay.
At this point, Mr. President, I'll read the rules of procedure to County Council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings. Because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record, along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak today and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there's no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendations to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following the commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both the council and commission hearings. The first case today, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2287, Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a craft business with outdoor storage to be located on a certain parcel of land, Lyingham being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.34 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northwest side of Pine Road. The 911 address is 22928 Pine Road. The tax parcel ID is District 234, map 12.18, parcel 44.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of comments that have been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the applicant's deed, a copy of a survey received from the applicant. We have a copy of the Del Dot service level evaluation response. We have a copy of photographs that have been received from the applicant. And I would note that we received two letters in support and zero mail returns. Those latest comments, Mr. President, are dated April 4th and have been circulated to him on printed form on paper. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission and its meeting of February 17th of this year, and at its meeting of March 24th of this year, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of the application for the five reasons and submitted the seven recommended conditions as outlined in the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the minutes of both of those meetings, is included in Council's paperless packet. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from Council? Before I call the applicant up, I will point out that in the proposed findings that Planning and Zoning had, if you look at the conditions, the E is repeated twice. So if I do read the short title later, it would be 6A through G. So that in order to make it turn out correctly. Is the applicant here? Would you come forward, please? And if you give us your name and address and then explain what you're doing.
Okay. My name is Danielle Roach.
And you might want to pull the microphones down. There you go.
Is that better?
That's good.
Yes.
So my name is Danielle Roach and I live at 22928 Pine Road, Lewis, Delaware. And my husband and I are hoping to obtain a conditional use permit so we are able to store barrels in our driveway. And I wanted to mention that I'm a kindergarten teacher, so I'm used to speaking to 5 and 6 year olds, so I'm going to really rely on my notes to talk to adults.
How much different?
I mean, say it might be about right.
We all fit that category.
But that's what
my husband, Brandon, worked extremely hard while working full time as a brewer at Dogfish Head to start this dream job of owning a small business. The small business is called The Crafty Couple. We purchase empty wine and bourbon barrels from various sources, some local, such as Dogfish Head and the Painted Stave, and others come from neighboring states. A lot of the time we sell the barrels as is, and we also refinish them by staining and sanding them. We often cut them in half to make planters and planters with posts. We've made furniture as well, tables, dog beds, and shelves. Brandon has a laser engraver and is able to engrave the heads of the barrels. One special thing I've noticed through owning a small business is the connections you make with the community and other small businesses. We buy barrels from Dogfish Head that they no longer need, and then we then sell them to other small businesses around, such as Brimming Horde Meadery in Milton, Paul's Kitchen in Lewis, and Coco Mango Island in Lewis. And these owners use the barrels for their product and or furniture and decor. We have couples planning their weddings and families building their homes coming to us for custom orders. These connections have united small businesses and the community. We do make sure that the barrels are organized nicely and are as close to the garage as possible. The neighborhood we live in does not have HOA fees and our road is not paved. And without this conditional use permit, the Crafty Couple business would not be possible at this time.
Okay. I believe you had submitted some additional pictures and all, and I believe that the council has those pictures of what was there. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Am I allowed, are they going to be coming up that I could just speak to why I...
Sure.
included those.
The floor is yours.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Mrs. Roach, is this a proper question? Mm-hmm. 6C, P&Z recommended storage of inside, and you'd like to have your storage outside, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
So we submitted a photo just to show what the barrels look like. Mm-hmm. We just want to show that they are lined up and organized. They're as far back as possible. We showed the road conditions just so you know it's not like a paved road.
Sure.
And actually my husband will at times buy truckloads of gravel and kind of help that road because it does, just from everybody living there, get a little worn. We included a photo of his truck and his trailer so you could kind of see what he's using to get barrels. And I believe we did a photo of our yard in general just so mm-hmm. you could see the upkeep that we do with it.
I just have one question.
And I believe you did include with that packet two letters of support as
yep.
well.
Yeah. So we've spoken with all of our neighbors and we have the support of all of them. Really, one neighbor, it started with one neighbor, and she thought we were opening a brewery or a distillery, and that's how it started. She was concerned.
They're still, huh?
Yeah, no, they're all empty.
And she's upset.
Well, so it was more of a, I wish she had, if she just asked us, we would have, you know, just told her that they're empty and that is not the purpose of it. So that's how it started. And we have had conversations with her after, and she has said she has no issue with the small business, and she does support it. The barrels don't bother her. It was just what she thought we were doing. So we do have the support of all neighbors around us, and we have a letter, or two letters, one right next to us, and then one not directly in front, but right across, like across.
So none of these come in full, huh?
No.
Barrels aren't full?
No full.
You got a question, Shaver? You got a question?
No, I'm good.
I just have one quick. Go ahead.
No, you do.
Oh, okay. How many barrels do you plan on storing outside there?
So it varies. I believe in the picture, maybe about 40 is what we have right now.
Okay.
My husband, like I said, he'll go to Dogfish, and they'll have like large amounts that they're trying to get rid of. But sometimes he will load up, say, 60 barrels, and he'll leave them in his trailer because he'll already have somebody else that he needs to deliver, say, 40 to. So it varies with, like, how many he picks up and things. But right now it's, like I said, about 40, I think, that are in the driveway.
Okay, and I heard you, in your testimony, you said that you'd keep them in an orderly fashion and not
yes.
let them.
My husband has a little OCD, so they're very lined up straight, and they're double stacked sometimes.
Okay, thank you.
Any more questions? John, any questions? Cindy, have you got questions?
No questions. That's good.
We're good.
If no other questions, did you have anything else to add?
I think I'm maybe just a couple of things. I'll just say our hours of operation when we do work on the barrels and things, we try to keep it. We're very conscientious of our neighbors, so we don't do it very early in the morning. We're not working very late. And I will also say that my husband, if he does have to deliver, he really tries to do multiple. So, like, if he has three people he knows that week he has to deliver to, he will load them all up and do them at the same time. That way he's not going in and out multiple times.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this application.
At this time, there's no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, at this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires.
I think it's my district, but I would just want to.
I know, I think it used to be, didn't it?
Well.
It's no big deal. Go ahead.
I'm not sure. No. Nope.
Go ahead.
Dogs on the
I'm not real sure. Right. Well, I am. Yeah. Well.
Okay.
But anyway.
You might be right.
I think it's
true. I just want to do an amendment because of number.
Okay, let us finish the closing the public Sorry. Record, and then we can do the amendment. We were closing the public hearing. Council wanted to close the public record, and then if he wanted to do an amendment before we did the short title.
Gotcha.
Okay, we're going to close the public hearing.
Yes.
Okay, council, close the public record.
Did we check with online? To make-
yes, he did.
He did.
Yes.
Okay.
Or she did, I'm sorry. Yes.
I forgot.
Now, Ms. Hudson, you have an amendment?
I do.
Okay. And your amendment would be?
Yes, sir. Section C, letter C, it says the materials shall be stored only inside. I don't think we should, like, with her testimony, I think saying that they can only be stored inside would not be correct because she's asked to store them outside.
It's true.
Am I correct? I mean, mm-hmm. Am I thinking right on that?
Yeah, you need to amend it.
We're gonna pigeonhole her into something that
they can't do.
They can't do.
Sure. So you want to
the first part of section C, the first sentence where it says shall be stored
at the site or something.
That'd be fine with me. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
But it shall be stored, yeah, in an orderly fashion on the site.
There you go.
What I would suggest to barrels and other materials used in this business shall only be stored inside or if outside in an orderly fashion.
Sounds good.
That's fine.
Okay, good.
That strikes the first sentence of C.
I just didn't want to.
No, that's fine.
Put them in a position they can't do.
Okay. Mr. Moore, you just read that?
Yes, the second sentence remains the same. The first sentence is amended to read, the barrels and other materials used in this business shall only be stored inside or if outside in an orderly fashion.
You need to amend E also?
No, we can do that just with our lettering. That's just a typo on that.
Okay.
You have a motion, Mr. Hudson?
That would be my motion.
Second, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Question on that motion? This is only on the amendment. Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
I have a yes. Mr. Moore, read short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a GR General Residential District for craft business with outdoor storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.34 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zonings number 1 through 5 with condition 6A through G because of the renumbering as amended by this council.
Pleasure, council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
I vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Schaefer?
I also vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mrs. Green?
I vote yes based on recommendation from planning and zoning with the amendment.
Mr. Riley?
I also vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendations and conditions as amended.
I also will vote yes based on planning and zoning recommendations as amended. Conditional use number 2287 passes. Congratulations.
Good luck
with your business.
And Mr. President, the next matter is change of zone number 1950. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an I1 institutional district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.5 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of Lighthouse Road, which is Route 54, approximately 0.53 mile northwest of Bayville Road, which is Sussex County Route 58. The 911 addresses are 36843, 36855, and 36873 Lighthouse Road. The tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 12, parcels 93.00, 93.01, and 93.02. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a response that has been received from the State Planning Office, a copy of a response that has been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the applicant's deed. I would note that we have received zero comments in support or opposition, but we have received 9 mail returns. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of February 17th of this year. And at its meeting of February 17th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 7 reasons as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the minutes of both of those meetings, is included in Council's paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, the applicant come forward, please, and give us your presentation.
Russell Hooper Jr., 34632 Daisy Road, Frankfort, Delaware. I'm the current president of Roxana Volunteer Fire Company. Sussex County Council, Roxana Volunteer Fire Company is proposing to change parcels 533-12, lots 93.00, 93.01, 93.02 from AR1 agricultural residential to institutional district. We currently operate our substation on the middle parcel over the to cover the Route 54 corridor. This substation has been operating under a conditional use permit since its inception in 1989. Over the past year, we've had the opportunity to purchase the last of the three parcels of land to give us a block of property to which we believe a new fire station can be constructed. It is no secret that the Route 54 corridor is experiencing massive growth. Our current substation cannot house career staff, volunteer duty crews, and doesn't give us the opportunity to establish a live-in program if needed. This could all be resolved with the construction of a new fire station. The Roxanna Volunteer Fire Company ran over 1,700 fire and EMS calls combined in 2021. Of those calls, about 80% or more are located within the main response area of our substation. Having our career staff and the ability to house volunteer duty crews in a new station will cut our response times by more than 50% to over 80% of our calls for service. To build a proper fire station, we would like to move to an I-1 zone to better outline standards and guidelines for the design and engineering phase of a new fire station. The county code pertaining to the I-1 zoning district specifically states under permitted uses number 24, public safety facilities including ambulance, fire, police, rescue, and national security. For those reasons, and in the interest of public safety, the Roxanna Volunteer Fire Company would like to seek a favorable vote to change the zoning from an AR1 zone to an I-1 zone. Thank you for your time and consideration. Respectfully submitted, Russell Hooper, Jr., President.
Thank you, Russell.
Thank you. Thank you. Are there any questions from council? If not, do you have anything else to add?
That's pretty much it.
Okay, you can have a seat. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Operator, can you please check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this application?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Okay, thank you, operator. At this time, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if council desires, close public record.
Okay, we're going to close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. As Mr. Moore read a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a I-1 institutional district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.5 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 7.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes, based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mr. Schaefer.
I also vote yes, based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mrs. Green.
I vote yes, based on the recommendation of planning and zoning.
Mr. Riley.
And I, too, vote yes, based on planning and zoning's recommendations.
I also vote yes, based on planning and recommendation. Change of zone 1950 is passed. Congratulations.
Thank you
for all you guys do. We appreciate it every day. Thank you.
Thank you. The next matter, Mr. President, change zone number 1951. Mr. Wojhaus.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 4.17 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, that's Route 9, approximately 0.15 mile east of the intersection of Hudson Road, which is Sussex County Route 258, and Fisher Road, which is Sussex County Route 262. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 50.01. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's boundary survey, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the applicant's deed, and we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. I would note that we have received zero comments in support or opposition, and zero mail returns. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of February 17th of this year. And at its meeting of March 24th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 9 reasons as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion and the minutes for those meetings are included in Council's paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, Mr. Dyer and Mr. Davidson.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Mark Davis, and I'm a principal land planner with Panoni Associates, located just outside of Milton, Delaware. This is an application to grant a rezoning of lands in an AR1 agricultural residential located on 4.17 acres, more or less, in the Brock Hill 100, located on the south side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, U.S. Route 9, and it's 400 feet, more or less, east of Fisher Road. We are asking for a rezoning to C2 Medium Commercial District. The properties were purchased by Shiloh Investments LLC, of which Mr. Preston Dyer, who is here with me today, and his son Mason Dyer and Robert Derrickson are the managing members. The property is identified on tax maps of Sussex County Department of Finance as tax map number 23530, parcel 50.01. The properties are bordered on the north by, again, U.S. Route 9, which is the Lewis-Georgetown Highway, which is a principal arterial, as identified by Delaware Department of Transportation. It's bordered on the south by the Delaware Rails to Trails Path and lands owned by the state of Delaware. It's bordered on the west with an existing commercial land zone CR1, which is also the Dollar General store. And it's on borders on the east with existing commercial vacant lands, as well as other commercial zoned lands, zone C1. In ordinance 2550, Sussex County Council desired to create a more specific C2 medium commercial zone district with smaller, more related uses within the district to promote better planning and predictability within Sussex County. The purpose of the C2 medium commercial district is to support uses that include retail sales and performance of consumer sales. It permits a variety of retail, professional, and service businesses. The district shall be primarily located near arterial and collector roads. It accommodates community commercial uses that do not have outside storage or sales. The granting of this application to C2 commercial zoning will allow Shiloh Investments to continue their business plan to create quality medium commercial flex space that will focus on architectural building design, floor space, adequate parking for customers, and overall image that does draw in the customers from nearby existing and future communities. In the package, I did submit, and I apologize for the block here in the middle here on the C2, but I did kind of submit a conceptual plan of what possibly the parcels could look like and what the applicants would like to try to do with the property, starting with the entrance off of the Route 9 here, surrounded, surrounded here with some buildings. We are showing a proposed connection in the future to properties to the east of us and properties to the west of us. I'll kind of go through that. We do have some 404 wetlands located within the property, so connections to the west will be a little bit more challenging if that connection is ever to be made. But that kind of just showed a little bit about what the site could lay out like with some buildings and some parking. The proposed rezoning to C2 for this property is in the vicinity of other commercial zone property and uses and will not diminish or impair property values within the neighborhood, will not create a public nuisance or result in any increased public infrastructure. And as you can see, our property is located right here. And as I stated, the Dollar General is just to the west of us. You can see other commercial zonings that have come through the county here that have been approved for commercial. Some are still vacant, some have been occupied. Directly across the street is institutional. It's the new Bay Health Center that's currently under construction. And then as you go east, it's the some of the existing commercial properties here. You've got the wine and spirit store. There's a sub shop there. There's various offices, mechanic shops, things of that nature. As you continue, and as you, again, you continue to move further east, you can see other commercial activity. In the 2019 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, The area for the proposed rezoning for this property is identified to be in a low density and is currently surrounded by existing development areas. So you can see here how we have the lighter yellow here is all the existing developing areas in the area, and our parcel's here, so we are in the low density area. The plan suggests that each application should be reviewed on its own merit and does not have a negative impact on surrounding area or the county in general. And as I pointed out, that this area is primarily the longest quarter, and the longest side of the highway here is there's a lot of commercial already in the area. So one of the key factors that you decided on when suggesting rezoning of commercial in this type of area is to promote growth and development in areas where capital facilities and infrastructure are already available and adequate to support the growth. And Artesian has the CPCN for both water and sewer for this piece of property, and is currently water and sewer is currently in the area for us to be able to connect the property to their central water and central sewer system. Talks about promoting commercial development in designated commercial office and industrial areas and scale, intensity, distance appropriate to adjacent residential neighborhoods. Shiloh wants to provide a commercial development that is part of the community and provides for goods and services that are part of the community and scale. Additionally, nearby residential developments will benefit in that the subject property is not adjacent to their development, but close enough to serve the residences with future services without them having to travel further distances. Talks about engaging in planning that considers the efficient location of public services and infrastructure while establishing future public sewer service areas that will help preserve open space by promoting orderly growth rather than unplanned sprawl. This, again, as I stated, this property is located along U.S. Route 9, which is a principal arterial and a major roadway system that travels, again, east to west from Lewis to Georgetown. Future water and sewer are adjacent to the property. This property is in a location with medium commercial zoning and will prohibit any unplanned sprawl that the comprehensive plan does discourage. It talks about coordination with DelDOT in road improvements and other transportation projects. Some of the property along the frontage here has been dedicated to DelDOT. Additional right-of-way, because when the property was dedicated back when the property was subdivided out, it was US 9 was a major collector. Now it's a principal arterial, so it's going from an 80-foot right-of-way to a 100-foot right-of-way. So our dedication will be from 50 feet. We'll dedicate 50 feet from the center line of US Route 9. So additional right-of-way will have to be dedicated for this, along with a 15-foot permanent easement dedicated to DelDOT for future utility and drainage uses by DelDOT. The proposed land use for this property is expected to increase the chip generation of the subject by fewer than 50 vehicle trips in any hour and fewer than 500 vehicle trips per day, in which DelDOT determines the traffic to be negligible in context of the 2020 Sussex County DelDOT Memorandum of Understanding for Land Development Coordination. And again, although a TIS was not required as part of this application, we will have to provide for future transportation improvements along the frontage of our property when developing or when going after the commercial entrance plan for the property. The focus of the retail and office uses in a low density area would be to provide convenience goods and services to the nearby residences, which is what is being proposed for these properties. Commercial uses will be appropriate depending on surrounding uses. The surrounding uses that are adjacent to the rails, the trails paths, which was once an active railroad, are primarily commercial on the north and south side of US Route 9, and in most cases with residential homes on the opposite side. And what I mean by that is, going back to this map here, as you can see, this is the Lewis Georgetown Highway here, and then the Lewis to rails, the old railroad bed, kind of runs in this direction here. So as you can see, with the tradition of how the properties are being zoned commercial in this area is typically US Route 9 is on one side, and the railroad bed was on the opposite side. So as you can see here, along this corridor here, where the commercial and Route 9's on one and the railroad bed, and then on this going east, you can see it here where the rails trails or the old railroad bed is on this side and U.S. Route 9. So this kind of just follows that planning on down the line as Route 9's being developed into a more commercial corridor that we're following what has been traditionally done in the past here. And with that, you know, consistent with the comprehensive plan's future land use, the county has considered the development on US 9 as a business corridor with a mix of residential and commercial uses in the area. These local services would reduce travel to SR1 for basic needs. Furthermore, the Sussex plan promotes the US 9 vision to be tied to the efforts to make the corridor multimodal. So as I just showed here, that the Rails to Trails program in the back, the multi-use path that will be required as a part of the development of this property along the frontage. So all these will provide alternative ways for pedestrians to be able to travel up and down this corridor without having to get into a car or a vehicle to be able to visit these properties. Since the comprehensive plan is a guide for the future use of land, the county's official zoning map must be consistent with the uses and intensities of uses provided for the future land use plan. So table, a small little snippet of the table 4.5-2, it shows how the with this being in a low density area, it shows what the applicable zoning district is, and it shows here that C2 is one of those zoning districts that's allowed in a low density area. The 2015 strategies for state policies and spending, we're in a level 4, and although level 4 area, there's no plan, you know, the state considers that there's no plans for public infrastructure. Typically, in any development that we ever do, no matter what level we're in, the developer, the applicant, or the landowner always pays for all the infrastructure improvements that are being brought to the site, around the site, and that no state spending is involved with the development of the properties, and that goes the same with this particular with this application as well. There are 404 non-title wetlands on the subject properties, as I stated earlier. These 404 wetlands are being used by the Dollar General for their stormwater management, so there is an easement on the property for Dollar General to discharge their stormwater within the property. Our discharge will be, and I've in tab 2 of the in the booklet that we handed in, we do have an approval by the state of Delaware and Sussex Conservation District for our outfall for stormwater management for this property here. So those approvals have already been obtained for the just the outfall portion of the property. We still have to go and get stormwater management grading, erosion and sediment control approval for the site. The property is located in a flood zone X, unshaded, and the properties aren't in any groundwater protection zones. Again, as I stated, Artesian is the water and wastewater. Delmarva Power and Light provides the energy for this area. There is gas owned by Eastern Shore, which is Chesapeake Utilities, that's in the area. Verizon and Comcast are the main telecommunication providers operating in this service area. So all these utilities ensure quality growth of development by the planning and developing of infrastructure and services in the county to complement state and local planning efforts. And with that, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of this district and the future land use plans, strategies and objectives of the comprehensive plan that promotes growth, development through community design, mobility, utilities, transportation, and economic development in an area where general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And with that, that's my presentation, and with the all the information that we've submitted for the record and with the recommendations by the Planning and Zoning Commission, we ask that you look favorable. I'm here to answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions from council? Did you have anything else to add, Mr. Davidson?
That's it.
If not, is there anyone else here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter? Okay, thank you, operator. At this time, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore with the short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 4.17 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 9.
Pleasure of council.
Well, it's your old district, my new district, so.
I will make a motion for approval.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Second motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? This is now your district, isn't it? Is it, or is it yours now?
According to the paper.
I guess technically it's not, it's mine.
It's John's.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have the vote, Mr. Riley.
For the reasons given by planning and zoning, my vote is yes. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Schaefer.
I will also vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning, and I appreciate your investment in our community.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation from planning and zoning.
Mr. Hudson.
And I too vote yes based on the recommendations of planning and zoning.
I also, based on P&Z's recommendation, will vote yes. Change the zone 1951 is passed.
Thank you.
Have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
Sure. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I will yes. We're now adjourned. Thank everybody.